Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
My next guest is on the line. There seems to have been great interest last week when we spoke about the crazy state of the Israeli property market. We thought we'd talk to an expert. On the line is Barry Cohen, real estate agent at the Blue Agency in Israel. Barry, shalom. Great to have you with us on Chai FM.
Shalom, shalom, Simon. How are you doing?
Most well, but pretty much concerned that the thought of owning a property in Israel one day is becoming a very distant dream. Barry, why on earth is the Israeli property market as buoyant as it is, to the extent that some would argue it's become unaffordable?
So, Simon, it's nothing really new. We've been going through this now for at least the past 10 or 15 years, where year on year, the prices are going up steadily. And interesting, when I researched for our little chat, and I put in the prices in Israel going up, I saw this article, and it spoke about the amount of apartments available for sale, et cetera, et cetera. I'm busy reading the article, and all of a sudden I saw at the top there that the article was actually about 3 years old. It's nothing new. There is a continual demand for property in Israel. As you know, there's a limited supply of land, and currently, with the government's policies of not openly allowing land to just be released as the builders would want it, I don't see there's going to be much change in that trend.
Listening to you speak, I'm hearing that you don't think this is a bubble.
I think there's a lot of hype at the moment. I think the actual trend of real estate in Israel is not a bubble. There's definitely at the moment a lot of talk about it. Current government is trying to implement certain plans to cool down the market. But again, that's something we've seen over the past few, I would say the past 10 governments we've had in the last 3 years. But it's something we've seen where Lapid tried to take off taxes on the apartments. It didn't work. Kahlon Institute, certain plans, they didn't seem to tame the market. But I'll give you something which I think is going to pretty much explain the bigger picture to you. If we just look at statistics, yeah. I'm going to compare numbers from 2019 to now, which is approximately it's a 2.5 year period. So the number of new apartments sold per month on average in 2019 was 2,500, and the number of new apartments in 2021 is 4,500. That's an increase of 2,000. The demand for new apartments in 2019 was on average 4,000 a month, and now that demand is on average 5,500 a month. But this is the statistic that's going to explain it all. The new building starts, that's new apartments that are being built at any one time per month in 2019 was 4,500. And how many do you think are being built at any one time in 2021?
I'm going to double it.
It's the exact same figure. No, it's 4,500. So that explains our bottleneck. You've got more apartments being sold. You've got a 30% increase in the amounts of people that are looking for new apartments. But over the past 30 months, there's been absolutely no change in the amount of apartments being built. So, as you know, economics works on supply and demand. As the demand increases, so the prices go up, and that's what we're seeing.
Is this not going to lead to social issues? In that I'm thinking about the young Israeli, the guy goes to the army, serves his time, the women who serve their time, they get married. They cannot afford to buy a house. What option do they have but not to go to Berlin?
So I think that, Berlin's a bit extreme, although it's a very sore point what you say, because we do lose people to overseas where they believe that they can set up their. And it's cheap of them, and in certain respects it is. So it's very upsetting, and that's obviously why it's of concern for everybody. But I think that if you look at I like looking at numbers. The owner buyers who live in their apartment is around 67 to 70%, and those people that rent are obviously in the region of about 30 to 33%, and that's something that's remained pretty steady. So even though you say that you know, people are going to be priced out of the market, somehow miraculously, they always manage to the same amount of people manage to buy and live in the apartments by themselves. But I think there are two things that are happening in the country which, in the long term, I don't think it's going to bring prices down, but I do think it will be more affordable. The one is the development of the periphery, and that is going north and south. So if you look in areas like Afula, for example, yeah, you could buy a garden apartment for 1.2 million shekels.
Or Harish, maybe, yeah.
Harish, yeah, absolutely. That's just being overbuilt. You know, so from the investor's point of view, that might be a bit tricky. We go south to an area called Kiryat Gat, which has got the biggest Intel plant, I think, outside of the States, where they build the chips for Intel. There you can buy a four-room apartment for 1.3, 1.4 million shekels. So I think the development of the periphery and the upgrade and development of the public transport. So you're seeing public transport lanes being built on the highways, on the number two and the number one. They've already built bus lanes, the upgrading of the railway system. And of course, there's a huge project going on around the center of Israel, which is spreading out, and that's the metro project. And that's going to be a game changer, because you'll no longer have to live in Tel Aviv. You can live in the outlying areas and within 15, 20 minutes literally be from door to door.
Barry, I want you to just put this into terms that we as South Africans can understand. So you've said the pretty much basic entrance level price in the periphery is about 1.4 million shekels. We're talking about the equivalent of 6 million rand. What is that 6 million rand equivalent going to get you in terms of an apartment? Tell me about sizes, square meterage, bedrooms and the like.
You will get a four-room apartment, which is three bedrooms and a lounge dining room, is going to be approximately 100 square meters.
Oh, my goodness.
As you know, most of the apartments are open plan. So you walk in, you've got a lounge dining room, kitchen, all open. Three bedrooms, which are on average 9 to 11 square meters. The master will be en suite. There'll be another nice bathroom and laundry for the other two bedrooms, and it will have a balcony of about 10 to 14 square meters. Also, it'll have an underground parking, or a parking at least, and probably a storeroom.
All that for only 6
nice.
Million rand. Well, so it should be. So it absolutely should
right.
be.
I don't want to burst the bubble. It's a bit more than 6 million.
Is it more than 6 million?
Oh, take into account the additional cost. But certainly, it's nice. The new developments are nice. The developers are now actually developing the area around. They're making nice gardens. They make the lobby.
Well, I would hope so at those kind of prices.
Designers to put furniture in the lobby. Very different to the old style building that we know.
Barry, we're running out of time. You and I are going to have to chat again, but a question has come through from Austin, who wants you to address the issue of rentals. Are they much more affordable? Is the yield lower for owners? How do olim afford housing when they're not from first world countries?